martial arts. Everyone should train in martial arts just as everyone should eat. But just as food is different and varies greatly in how it affects your body, not all martial arts are created equal. There are three broad forms of martial arts: grappling, striking, and weapons. Grappling uses leverage and holds to control or submit your opponent. Striking uses punches, kicks, knees, elbows, headbutts, and any other body part to hit the opponent. Martial arts with weapons obviously utilize a variety of weapons, including sticks, knives, and, in the modern world, firearms. Perhaps the most critical form of self-defense is the mind. By being smart and aware, you can avoid situations that are likely to expose you to danger. That being said, there are times when your mind and your intelligence can no longer help you. That is the reality. In those cases, the ultimate form of self-defense is obviously the firearm. It is an equalizer without parallel and is simply unmatched in its ability to eliminate an attacker regardless of size and strength. If a person truly needs self-protection in a high-threat area, there is no substitute for the firearm. Even in an area that might be considered low-threat, there are no guarantees. There have been horrific home invasions, carjackings, kidnappings, and other vicious and violent attacks in some of the most prestigious neighborhoods in the world that were also considered to be the safest. There is no choice but to be prepared. Of course, mishandled firearms are extremely dangerous and can cause serious injury and death to the owner or other innocent people if they are not handled with the four principles of firearm safety constantly in mind. 1. Treat every gun as if it is loaded. 2. Never point your gun at something you are not willing to destroy. 3. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target. 4. Always be sure of your target and what is behind it. Additionally, firearms should always be stored in a safe place where they cannot fall into the wrong hands. Most important, without proper training, possessing a firearm is useless or even more dangerous to its owner than not having one. Learning how to shoot quickly and accurately while under stress is absolutely mandatory if one is going to own a firearm. This means finding a good instructor at a quality range to participate in firearms training. Safety is paramount in firearms training. When treated properly and with respect, firearms training is safe. Not only does it prepare you for worst-case scenario confrontation, but also provides additional benefits even if you never need to utilize your firearm for self-protection. Firearms training builds hand-eye coordination, speed, concentration, and instincts. It demands repetitive movement to develop muscle memory and demands a high level of proprioception when shooting in a dynamic situation. Finally, training competitively for speed and accuracy conditions you for high-pressure situations by teaching the need to relax, detach, get control of breathing, and focus on the immediate task at hand. But firearms are not always available. There are many places in the world where carrying a gun is illegal. There are also times where firearms malfunction. So it is important to know how to defend yourself in unarmed situations, which brings us back to martial arts. First, let me say that the martial arts are very emotional for some people. Their martial art becomes their religion, and they become blinded by it. Martial arts are not static. They evolve all the time. If you do not evolve with them, you will be left behind. Picking one martial art versus another, or saying that one martial art is better than another martial art, drives some people crazy. I do not engage in irrational theoretical discussions on which martial art is best. There is no reason to theorize anymore. The Ultimate Fighting Championship, or UFC, put many theories to the test. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan also put many theories about hand-to-hand combat to the test. Finally, every person now carries a video camera in their pocket, and there are thousands of street fights and confrontations to watch on the internet. With all that information readily available, there is no need to theorize anymore. It is easy to see what works and what doesn't. Furthermore, it is also obvious that martial arts are not stagnant. They evolve. People develop new techniques and new moves to counter other techniques and other moves. But the fundamental principles do not change. They only become reinforced. With all this information available, and with so many theories now tested in the cage, on the street, and in combat, martial arts are no longer just a theory. There is simple, pragmatic reality. So here are my recommendations on which martial arts to learn and how to proceed down the path of learning martial arts. Start with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It is a form of grappling that is highly advanced because, for the most part, the actual fighting takes place on the ground. This is a key point because our first form of self-defense is to get away. Yes, run. If you are confronted by another person or a group of people, the best thing you can do is run away. Avoid the conflict. This is relatively easy if someone is trying to strike you with punches or kicks. They do not have control over you, so you can simply run away from them. You have won. The problem comes in a self-defense situation when someone is grabbing you. Now they are preventing your first line of defense, running away. As soon as someone grabs you, you are in a grappling scenario, and one of the most critical parts of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is escaping from someone's grip so you can run. Oftentimes, an attacker will take you to the ground in order to prevent you from escaping their grip. When this happens, the ability to ground fight is used not to stay on the ground, but to get up and get away from the attacker. The first goal of a beginner in jiu-jitsu is not to get the fight to the ground, but to get up off the ground and get away. This is an important distinction from people who believe the goal of self-defense in jiu-jitsu is to get the attacker to the ground. This is not true. The goal is to get away. But, as has been seen over and over again, fights often end up on the ground, and therefore a person must be prepared for it. Not training in jiu-jitsu because you don't want to go to the ground is like not learning to swim because you don't want to go in the water. It doesn't make sense. The safest way to deal with the water is to be comfortable in it. Just as being comfortable on the ground is the best way to deal with that scenario should it unfold in real life. Another reason I recommend starting martial arts by learning Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is because it is the most complex of the martial arts. Although there are a finite number of basic moves and positions, there is an infinite number of moves beyond the basics, and more are developed every day in this constantly evolving art. Due to this unending depth in jiu-jitsu, it is also the most cerebral of martial arts. It provides incredible mental stimulus and a never-ending challenge to learn, develop, and improve. Jiu-jitsu never gets old. The next martial art I recommend learning is boxing. Boxing is an incredibly effective striking art despite its relative simplicity. There are only two weapons in boxing, the left hand and the right hand. But with those two weapons, an incredible advantage can be gained if you know how to throw them in effective combinations. Other critical elements learned in boxing are angles, movement, both of which are based heavily on footwork, and speed, which are utilized in both the offense and defense of boxing. With basic boxing knowledge, a person can throw effective punches and avoid being punched, both extremely useful assets when attempting the primary goal of self-defense, run. Boxing develops the ability to hit quickly, avoid being hit, and run away from the area of confrontation. The next two martial arts to invest time into are Muay Thai and wrestling. They both add a plethora of options and skills to any fighter. Muay Thai adds a massive arsenal of striking options to a fighter. Where boxing utilizes only the fists, Muay Thai utilizes the fists, the elbows, the knees, and the shins in very aggressive combinations that are absolutely devastating in a fight. Muay Thai is also about pain and the ability to withstand pain. The conditioning of the shins to kick and shield kicks, as well as the conditioning of the body and legs to absorb punishment, is brutal and requires an iron will. Muay Thai also offers great work in striking from the clinch position, when an opponent is grabbing you by the head and or arms. The strikes from this close range, especially the knees and elbows, are vicious. Techniques are also taught to trip or sweep the opponent to the ground that are powerful and effective. Wrestling is a grappling art, perhaps the most widely known and practiced. It is an amazing sport for conditioning of both the mind and the body. The physical grind of wrestling hardens the body and mind without mercy. On top of the conditioning and mental toughness derived from wrestling, it is also king of position in martial arts, meaning a good wrestler can decide what position they will be in during a confrontation. No other martial art provides the practitioner a better ability to dictate the position of a fight with one simple idea. The main focus of wrestling is to get an opponent to the ground and keep them there. This means wrestling increases the ability not only to take an adversary to the ground and keep them there, but also the ability to defend yourself from being taken to the ground. So, if you are more skilled in wrestling than your opponent, you can dictate where you fight. If you are a better striker than your opponent, you can defend their takedown and win the fight on your feet. If your opponent is a better striker, you can take them to the ground and defeat them with superior grappling. Unfortunately, submission holds do not exist in wrestling, so there are no techniques taught on how to actually finish fights. That being said, there are some practitioners of what is known as catch wrestling who continue to teach extremely effective submission holds that were outlawed by the sport as wrestling gained popularity. Once a good base is established in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, boxing, wrestling, and Muay Thai, there are plenty of other martial arts to explore. Judo is a fantastic art and has very effective takedowns, especially against an opponent wearing a jacket or shirt that can be grabbed, which is often the case. Once on the ground, judo has many similarities with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and many of the same techniques are taught. In areas where there might not be any Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu schools, judo is the next best replacement. The Russian art of sambo is also an extremely effective grappling art with an emphasis on leg locks. There are other martial arts that can be good to look into, such as Krav Maga and Sistema, both of which focus on self-defense as its primary mission. Martial arts like Eskrima and Kali from the Philippines, also known as Arnis, which focus on fighting with sticks and knives. Also, the Dog Brothers have pushed the limit in full contact weapons sparring, and in that effort have garnered real-world knowledge beyond what was previously available. The list could go on and on. There is no reason to ever stop training and learning martial arts. Of course, it is good to be prepared to handle a self-defense situation, but the benefits of martial arts training go far beyond self-defense. Of course, you get physically conditioned. You also get mentally tougher. Real martial arts are hard. They are a mental and physical grind. If the martial art you are training in is easy, it isn't likely doing you much good. Martial arts also get you used to being in uncomfortable situations and continuing to fight on. This is important in any endeavor. Martial arts will make you better. So, train. Don't think about it. Don't take time to get in shape before you start. Just go start. The rest will come.